Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. Now that the elections are over, there are winners and losers as usual. What is left for the rest of us is to look at the election results and see how the results impact our personal lives. I'm a great admirer of Will Rogers. One of my favorite Rogers quotes is, "There are men running governments who shouldn't be allowed to play with matches." This quote really resonates with me after each election. I like this quote because too often election results have unintended consequences that will place a significant burden on a vulnerable segment of the population. Nowhere are these unintended consequences more apparent than in the increase in taxpayer costs for just living in a community and owning property. In a stagnated growth area like ours, senior taxpayers will shoulder the costs decided by voters who don't pay property tax. The activists, cause advocates, and progressive political elements preyed on one of the most vulnerable segments in our community. In many cases, these people don't even have a clue about the unintended consequences of their actions secured by ballot box victory. Do the ends justify the means? Much of the aging taxpayer base in this area is made up of retirees and people living on fixed incomes. Like many depressed economic areas, our community's seniors own their own homes and want to live their golden years with independence and within their own resources. It's becoming harder and harder to live this way, especially when a new massive property tax increase has been pegged to property value. To many, it may well become a choice to eat, to stay in your own home, to sell out and move, or to give up on personal dignity of life. Think about the unintended consequences as you do the high fives around the school board meeting table based on the new school bond. And looking into this community comment, I researched some other states and communities where seniors are given a tax break based on their growing older. In one state, the tax offset begins at age 70, where property taxes and public bond fees are decreased by 25%. The offset continues to increase at age 75, where another 25% is removed from the levy for seniors. In addition, retirement incomes are also not taxed at a standard rate, but reduced on a sliding scale based on age. Several states have realized that some seniors no longer have the ability to increase their sustainment incomes and must live on fixed dollars. Implement tax relief for seniors here, and public sector revenues decrease dramatically. There appears to be no respect and dignity for the older members of the community. The single largest increasing segment of U.S. taxpayers is the age group of citizens 65 years of age and older. The reality of the recent election makes it impossible for many seniors to maintain their standard of living. The political class has continued to overlook the impact of their actions on one of the most vulnerable segments of the population. Here, the aging demographic is viewed much like a group of hungry sharks looking at a herd of seals just before the feeding frenzy begins. Will Rogers would see our local political class still playing with matches. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.